Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. We are coming together to explore how human consciousness evolves and the science and scripture supporting how we can navigate life at its best. I'm Leslie Wells, and today we're going to be exploring a powerful framework describing three ranges of human awareness. This is where it moves from life happens to me or life's coming at me. This is when we feel the most disempowered, okay? Friends, this is when we feel like victims in life. And a lot of us are falling into that every day. We're going to learn how to walk up that ladder and navigate to higher levels of experience in life than that, and notice how we can get better and better outcomes in life when we do. It's not just about how we're thinking and perceiving. It's also about how life shows up when we're being in a different state of mind and being. Okay, the next level is life happens for me. Life happens for me. We begin to see a higher meaning and purpose to life. This is what we call Christ consciousness. We'll get into that more in just a few minutes, but that is level two. Next is life happens through me. Okay, the key to this teaching is observation, not judgment. So as we begin to notice what's possible, as we begin to observe how we've been living, how we've been perceiving and responding to life, and how life has been, let's say, receiving us and responding to us, we're going to be able to step into higher and higher abilities of navigating life from a higher level. Okay, that means that we're going to move into abilities to have more of a sense of empowerment in life and feel less victimized. Okay, in today's world, especially with all the unpredictability in life right now, as you know, there are many things happening on the planet, in this country, probably in your own household, and around the world that really don't fit with former patterns of our life. It's really impossible to feel like we can predict what's going to happen next. So what a better time to be stepping into the gifts that are available for us and begin to learn how to navigate from a higher perspective. Begin to learn how to move into our destiny as co-creators, our destiny fulfilling the prophecy of Jesus the Christ, who said, "Greater things than these will you also do." So know, friends, that we are in the era where we are called into the authority that is available to us. It's just a matter of understanding, saying yes, and having the boldness to embrace what we call faith consciousness, the belief and the commitment to the invisible. That means that when we begin to navigate this world with the understanding of what modern science shows is the truth, it's easier to embrace what we call faith than it ever has been before. Because why? We have tangible evidence. Since more than 100 years ago, we had Albert Einstein teaching us, helping us to understand that the realities are we're living in an energetic realm. That table that I'm looking at right here in front of me in the sound studio feels and looks solid to these eyes and my hands. My body mind is wired to perceive through three-dimensional interpretation. But what am I interpreting three-dimensionally? I'm interpreting an energetic field. And that table in front of me, even though it seems solid, is mostly empty space. It is made up of subatomic particles and waves that go back and forth from a particulate state to a wave state and back, meaning waves are a potential, and particle is when we observe potential into what we experience as solid reality. Now, why are we diving down this rabbit hole and talking about these types of physics? Because it translates directly into your relationship with what's happening in your world. So we're going to walk through that more deeply and help you understand and be able to embrace, if you choose, the tools and the gifts that are available to us today to bring you into a level of mastery and allow you to participate with all those souls who've come together now to focus intentionally and allow themselves to help bring in that new level of what's destined for planet Earth. The book of Revelations talks about 1,000 years of peace on Earth towards the last days on this planet, an era where we move out of the turbulence that we're observing right now. Friends, I love to say that this turbulence we're looking at is a planetary detox. Do you know what happens when you go to detoxify your physical body? If you stop taking in a lot of toxins in your diet and through the air you're breathing, if you start doing things to release toxins, your body is going to start letting go of a backlog of toxins that have been stored in your fat cells. Did you know that that's what happens? When you take in a lot of toxins, your body stores what it's not able to release in the moment in your fat cells. So we've all got a bit of a backlog there. When you stop taking so many toxins in, your body feels that freedom and that available energy to start releasing its backlog, to start cleaning house. Okay, so what does that mean? That means folks can go into eating a super clean diet or even going through a detox fast. And instead of feeling healthier and more energized initially, they're going to feel a lot worse. Why? Because the physical body begins to release that backlog of garbage and it comes out into the bloodstream. Your breath gets awful. Your headache might come forward. You might feel aching in your joints because your body is releasing poisons that have been held within its cells, giving you an opportunity to clear these toxins. So what we're experiencing right now is that very dynamic on this whole planet. We are releasing, we're having come to the surface, the toxic mindset, the toxic energy, the toxic feelings and stinking thinking that's been held below the surface is now coming to the light. Scriptures say that in the last days, that which has been stored in the darkness will be brought into the light. We have to feel it to heal it. We're going to take a break in a moment. Stay tuned and know that as we come back in, we're going to be talking about the tools and bringing you new abilities to navigate this world in a new way today. You are empowered. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and we are moving into higher and higher levels of navigating life in this world, here and now. So we're going back through those three levels of consciousness, and you're going to be learning over the next few shows about the eras of history where each of these levels were predominant, okay? The first one was predominantly expressed through the Old Testament, and pretty much that's where the whole human race was at that time. And that first era we call polarity consciousness. Life happens to me. So understand that when we are navigating in the range of polarity consciousness, this is the lowest frequency, we are feeling the most disempowered. When we're in that state, usually God feels pretty far away, okay? In the Old Testament, we had this distant God way up there, not much connection. They were doing offerings, burnt offerings, drink offerings, food offerings, things to try to make some kind of pathway between us and that distant, judgmental God. And we also had an outside-in morality. So we really didn't have much sense of an inner authority or an inner connection to even what's right and what's wrong and what's going to keep me well in this world. So we had an outside-in set of rules. Going to dive deeper into that next time, but just understand that that first era also still exists today in that state of consciousness. We can all at any time, and maybe you can think of an example, when's the last time you felt like a victim of life, okay? When did you feel like life is happening at me? I don't feel like I have any say about what's going on here, and it just feels all wrong. Let me tell you that when you are going through that deep level of suffering called injustice, pretty much you're in polarity consciousness. And I believe it. This is not to invalidate the experience, friend, because it's one of the most painful experiences we can have as a human being, is the depths, the deepest levels of injustice, okay? And next is the era and the frequency of life happens for me. We're able to move to a higher level. Instead of feeling like life just is happening at us and circumstances just appear to control our experience, we begin asking, what might life be teaching me? Okay, challenges become our teachers. We begin to look from a higher level. This is the era that we call Christ consciousness. This is that bridge between heaven and earth. This is when we begin to feel like, hey, I can have a deeper connection with that which we call God. I can even have an inside of me relationship. I can even access the power of God. Okay, this is where we can begin to move into a higher state in our relationship to what's happening. Okay, we don't just feel like blind victims. It's a better feeling experience, let me tell you. Definitely feels a lot better. Now we've moved into the third era. Just as things radically changed between the Old and New Testament, and we went from an outside-in morality to a new message that had to do with an inside-out morality that said, feel into your heart. Instead of just judgment and condemnation, are you able, even though you feel victimized, even though you feel judgment, are you able to forgive? Can you see a higher way? That's that second level. It's forgiveness. It's oneness. It's where Jesus said, when the village was ready to throw stones and stone to death the adulterous woman, and Jesus said, you who hasn't sinned, you cast the first stone. So if you haven't messed up, if you haven't missed the mark, if you haven't been off target, you be the first one to judge and condemn her. You know, everyone looked into their own lives and said, I've made mistakes. I've been off track. I've run off course before. They put their stones away and walked away. This was the introduction to a new type of consciousness. In that moment, it was introducing us to a concept called oneness, seeing yourself in another. How much could life be different for you right now if you were able to see more of what you have in common with those who you judge than what you don't have in common with them? Know that there is a higher level of consciousness that we call Christ consciousness, where you can move into a state of higher harmony, more authority in life, and more alignment with the divine intelligence which flows through all of life by, quote, forgiving and allowing yourself to see, how am I like them? How are they like me? This is the beginnings of moving into an experience that we call unconditional love. There's a lot of folks who, in the name of religion, are hating other groups, hating under other individuals, and demonstrating a lot of separation instead of forgiveness, oneness, and harmony, as we learned as we move into that era of Christ consciousness. Now we've moved into a third era. This is the era of life happens through me. Life begins moving creatively through us. We begin to not just see that which we call God is within us, but that we are within that. That it is everywhere, that it surrounds us, and that we can become a portal of divine flow, which allows for divine guidance to move us and navigate us through this world. Now, when we learn how to ride that wave, when we begin to actually graduate even from our own little will that wants things this way, that way, the other way. A lot of us are praying to God saying, please bring me this, bring me that, get rid of this, get rid of that. And we're directing how we want life to be unfolding. And a lot of people have decided that God's will is what makes them comfortable. And anything that makes them uncomfortable is of the enemy. And I'm here to invite us today to look upon all of life as being a part of a divine unfolding, and that many things that seem difficult in the moment or may seem challenging at this time are there for a higher purpose. And just as we were talking a few moments ago about a planetary detox, about that which has been stored in darkness, hidden in the darkness, being brought out into the light. Okay, that which we haven't spoken of, that which has been suppressed, now coming to the fore to be seen, to be known, to be revealed. This is an era of transparency. This is an era of moving into truth. And only when we move into truth can we begin to truly navigate in flow and harmony with the highest path of our life, our highest potential. You're going to be learning through this show how even modern science and understandings of physics align with stories in the Bible. Align with our understanding that's growing more and more every year, every decade, about the connection between our thoughts, our feelings, even our subconscious beliefs, and how we experience life itself. There's actually a way to begin to line up with your beliefs, with your faith, and watch your life look like it's getting luckier. Or watch how synchronicities begin to just show up. When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you about synchronicities that happened for me in the last week. When you're having synchronicities show up, when you're having unexpected little events take place that make you feel like magic and miracles are sprinkling your path, this is an indicator that you're moving into flow with faith consciousness. This past week, I was unexpectedly invited to conduct a burial service for a beautiful centurion, near centurion. She was 2 weeks short of her 100th birthday, who was a friend of my mother's. And a lot of amazing synchronicities lined up as I said yes to this unexpected invitation. One of my mottos is, if it's meant to be, it comes to me. So when you move into the flow, when you are thriving in that consciousness that we call faith consciousness, you will find that synchronicity shows up and that opportunities that were unexpected, even things that you would love to have happen in your life that you hadn't even realized you wanted to wish for, pray for, invite in, or set as a goal yet, start to show up for you spontaneously. And you go, wow, I hadn't even thought that thought yet. For instance, how I ended up coming on the radio, I hadn't even thought the thought. The invitation came to me unexpected. I hadn't even thought the thought of conducting a burial service. The invitation came to me unexpected and resulted in some amazing events that I'm going to share with you and demonstrate how this whole system works. This whole alignment and riding that wave of faith consciousness. You're going to learn about how you can ride that wave when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and what a better time to navigate challenges and develop your highest skills with faith consciousness. This is the time, and the world is presenting you the best challenges you've probably seen to be able to develop and hone in your faith skills. Okay? It's easy when everything's flowing smoothly, isn't it? Okay, this is where you can really get the good work done. So stay with us. First, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that story where I was invited to conduct a burial service, and the beautiful woman's name was Joyce. She had been an inspiration to my mother, and I had met her and been visited with her many times at the retirement center my mother's at. And when I talked to her grandson, I learned a few things about Joyce that I didn't know before. One of them was that her favorite book in the Bible was the book of Ruth. So this is where some synchronicity really showed up. So the night before the burial, I went ahead and reviewed the book of Ruth. I read the whole thing. It's not a long book. Go and revisit that. Okay, and when I found that book, I saw where there was a powerful scripture, and the story, the whole story itself, very much reflected Joyce as a person and her values. So I want to share this little bit with you. The story is that there was a woman named Naomi, and she and her husband left the land they were in. There was a really bad drought. They had two sons, and ultimately Naomi's husband died. So it left her a single mom with two sons. Those sons got married, and Naomi had two daughter-in-laws with her sons. Daughters-in-law, there we go. I'll correct that. Okay, so Naomi and the daughters-in-law and the two sons were living in this country that Naomi had left their homeland for, and both the sons also died. So here we are with three women. Mother-in-law and her two daughters-in-law having a really hard time. They were still enduring difficulty and had great financial strife, so they were impoverished. Naomi addressed her two daughters-in-law and said, "Ladies, you need to go back to your homeland. Go back to your families. Go back and find another husband. I'm not going to be providing a son for you to marry again. Take care of yourselves." The one daughter blessed her, "I love you," and goodbye, and followed what Naomi instructed. But Ruth was the other daughter-in-law. And these are famous scriptures that Ruth spoke to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And here's what she said: "Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." Now, most people stop there, but I'm going to read you the rest of that scripture. Ruth said, "May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." Then Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, so she stopped urging her. Okay, here is Ruth committing herself to her mother-in-law beyond death. Beyond death. Now, little did I know when I read this book that I was going to see an example of exactly the beautiful values that Joyce herself exemplified in her life. Her greatest values were family. She was so committed and living a life of service. And on that day, as her ashes were being laid into the ground, I shared with her family, "This is what your mother, your grandmother, your beloved, your great-grandmother has to say to you." Even as Ruth said to Naomi, her commitment to you is beyond death. And even though her physical body has dropped away, she is still with you in depth of commitment and love beyond this life. Because life is eternal. And Ruth knew that. She was committing herself to her mother-in-law beyond death. So that was the first synchronicity, that this book had this very direct connection to Ruth herself and her values. But then I read further, and I wanted to share this message with all of us. As you go further into the book of Ruth towards the end, it lays out the lineage. Ruth married a man who made right the circumstances of the family. She was a foreigner who was adopted in. Ruth was not an Israelite. So she was a Gentile, adopted in, grafted in to the tribe, let's call it, of Jews. And in the end, she had a son who had a son who had a son. And Ruth's great-grandson was David. I was already planning to read Psalms 23, the Psalms of David, when I came to learn that King David was Ruth's great-grandson. Well, that means that approximately 48 generations further down was born into this world a being known as Yeshua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus the Christ. Ruth was in the lineage of the Christ. And ultimately, the Christ was born as her offspring, a foreigner adopted in who committed herself beyond life to her mother-in-law. Understand what that says is possible for us. Understand that from whatever background you come, or whatever circumstances you have walked, you can commit yourself strongly and powerfully and watch greatness arise in your life and beyond, far beyond what you may even begin to imagine. I am sure that Ruth at that time had no idea that from her own womb, generations down, would be born the Messiah. Isn't that powerful? So know that these were synchronicities that I was able to share at that burial, not knowing what special word was going to come, but it showed up spontaneously, a very direct demonstration of the values of Joyce, who and how she is, and even a blessing beyond life, saying that love carries beyond and past death. That was a huge blessing to that family, so much so. And let me say, this wasn't about me. This was about me being a portal that was aligned with that flow. And the flow came through, and it brought gifts. And ultimately, they invited me to now contribute to the larger funeral, which is going to be this Saturday. So it's a special, beautiful weekend. I'm walking as a blessed bringer of whatever shows up next as I commit to staying aligned and in that faith consciousness. Now, if I had been playing the victim and like life happens to me, I probably wouldn't have been lining up with the synchronicities and the gifts that would follow. So what questions do we end up asking at each era, at each level of consciousness? What does it mean that life happens to me or life's happening at me. At that level, we ask the questions, how do I make this stop? Why does this keep happening to me? Why do I feel so powerless? And a lot of times, friends, why does this pattern keep happening? We end up seeing the same circumstances over and over. Have you noticed that? Have you seen a pattern of betrayal in your life? Look at where what you suffer with has happened before and see if you can find a repeated pattern. If you can do that, you can begin to work a higher consciousness and get to the root where you begin to realize life is happening through me. And somewhere in me, I'm going to make an adjustment to my own consciousness that's going to change my outcomes. That's what's possible when we move into faith consciousness. But when we feel like life is happening to us and we're in that polarity consciousness, the best we can do is just try to figure out how to get out of this, okay? How can I try to sidestep this next time? Okay, life happens for me is what happens when we move into that higher view. We're going to learn more about that over the next two episodes. That's when we begin to be that bridge, heaven and earth, moving into more empowerment and the newest era. We're in it now. Life happens through me. You can align with the divine and watch miracles show up. Even when you least expected it, you will align and heaven comes to earth for you. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back with Dr. Leslie with Faith Consciousness Radio. And welcome back to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where we are exploring how human consciousness evolves and how we can line up with heaven on earth. So in this segment, this is our last segment for the show today, we are, as we have been recently, we're going to let you have an experience that is one of the tools that helps you line up to be in that frequency of faith consciousness, line up to that magic and miracle level of navigating. Part of it has to do with you having a calm and peaceful nervous system. So understand that when you are in angst and your body is tense and your nervous system is in what we call the sympathetic response mode, it's very, very difficult to be in faith consciousness. Most of the time, when you're stressed like that, you're going to be all the way down at the bottom in polarity, and you're going to be feeling like a victim of life. Life happens to me. It's happening at me. You're going to feel out of control. And when you feel out of control, trust me, you are. Believe how you feel, okay? It is a matter of awareness. So some are asking me, you know, why does it matter? Or what is it? Why does it matter? Why is it important to notice which range I'm in? Okay, because awareness creates choice. When we recognize our state of consciousness, we can gently align ourselves to a higher one. So know that even the recognition, when you're able to step back and observe the state you're in, and I want to invite you to intend that. Intend to start observing yourself. Intend to notice how you're feeling, how you're thinking, how you're responding. That's an enormous, huge success. That's a big, big step. Okay, if you can begin time and again through your day to observe and take note, what state am I in? Am I feeling like life's happening at me? Do I feel like everything's coming at me? It's happening to me. I'm completely out of control. Or am I feeling like life's happening for me? Like it's still feeling scary. It's feeling out of control, but I'm feeling like there's a higher purpose and somehow I'm holding on to a hope for more. Or am I feeling like life happens through me? And I'm able to observe what's happening and go within and fine-tune my state, knowing that I'm able to align to the higher mind and move into flow with what's happening in this world. Even if I don't understand it, I can journey by faith and know that there is a divine plan working out here, and I can contribute to the flow of that. And when I align with it, miracles and supportive, even very unlikely events are going to happen for me. I'm going to line up with what seems lucky, with what seems blessed, with what even can seem miraculous. So one very important way to access that level of consciousness is to be aware of the state of your nervous system and to be allowing yourself to be managing that state through your breath, through taking a reset, through calming your mind, your body intentionally. And right now, what I want to do is share with you again one of those tools that we've created and put online for you. You can find it anytime on faithflowradio.com. This is the 3-minute reset with myself and Dina Baker, bringing through sound and guided thoughts for you to deeply shift the state of your nervous system very quickly. Let's experience it now. This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1 to take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine the sounds moving through your tissues, the cells of your body, all the way down to the particles and waves of your being, your field. Imagine your body dissolving into light. Now take a deep breath in. Feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room, and gently open your eyes. And there you go. You can access that track online anytime you want for free on faithflowradio.com. go to that landing page and you'll access that recording. You don't even have to drop in your email to get it. Just know that that is a gift brought to you through this show, and it is a tool that will help you regulate your nervous system. So understand that regulating your nervous system is one of the most powerful tools you can use to elevate yourself to this highest state of consciousness. Remember that faith consciousness is not about adopting a belief system, but learning to observe where we are in consciousness and gently aligning with something higher. And as you do, as you notice and relax and attune, you'll move from feeling like the victim to feeling like the completely disempowered victim to the victim who rises above and forgives and embraces that there's a higher plan, to ultimately feeling like the empowered creator who's navigating in partnership with that which we call God, the divine forces that are responsible for all of life, for the galaxy and the solar system we live in, and the consciousness that creates worlds can flow through you and to you as you move into that alignment if you believe, if you allow, if you open your heart and your mind. So a regulated nervous system allows you to access a much deeper connection with God and with your empowered state on this earth. Now, there's another event coming up this weekend that I'm going to invite you to that will give you many more tools to move into that regulated state. So this weekend, Sound, Soul, and Spine is happening at Heartlight in Charlotte from 12:45 to 2:45. This gathering combines Dina's voice, which you heard in the recording, and her sound medicine with my, Dr. Leslie's, spinal energetics facilitation for a powerful experiential exploration of alignment. Now, all of our table slots are taken. I have to admit, they went immediately on the first day that we announced the event. They were all taken. There's 16 slots for that. But the room is not full. And if you would love to attend and receive that sound healing, we invite you. It's at 12:45 on this Sunday, goes for 2 hours. You will imbibe in that sound medicine. It's by Love Offering, 7300 Mallard Creek Road. If you want more information, email me, Dr. Leslie Wells at gmail.com. Dr. Leslie Wells at gmail.com. Email me and I will write you in. You'll be on the list. Come on and join us on Sunday. Friends, take a moment and remember three moments when life has felt like it's happening to you, for you, or through you today. Watch for that as you move forward in your life this evening, and know that the more you join us in faith consciousness, the higher you're going to be riding on that way. This is Dr. Leslie. See you next time.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive, or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC, 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.